Almost 125,000 veterans pass away each year. The Department of Veterans Affairs expects that number to climb to 130,000 a year, and they're responsible for laying them to rest with honor. And for that service, the VA has the highest customer satisfaction rating of any organization, public or private, in the United States. Ronald Walters is acting Undersecretary for Memorial Affairs at the Department of Veterans Affairs, and he's a Service to America Medal finalist in the Management Excellence category. Ron, thank you very much for being on the program. You conduct this work, obviously, with great satisfaction among a group of people who are at some of the most difficult points of their lives as their loved ones have passed away. How do you approach handling such a sensitive situation like this, where the customer, the person you're serving, obviously is in such a critical point of his or her life, but you are doing such a quantity of these that you really have to think about it from a scale perspective, I imagine, Ron?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, thank you very much for the opportunity to relay a very positive story that unfortunately doesn't get told very often about many VA employees that are doing an outstanding job in service to veterans and their families. You're absolutely right. We perform these services for veterans and their families at what is probably the most difficult point of their lives. The way we approach this is by establishing criteria and standards that we expect all of our employees throughout our system to follow. And these standards and measures are based on direct feedback from the veteran community as well as our employees who define the standards and allow us to operate in such a way that gets those satisfaction levels. I'd also say that what makes the National Cemetery Administration very unique is the fact that there are about 75% of our field workforce are veterans themselves. So you have veterans taking care of veterans. So for those individuals, it's really not a job. It's a vocation. It's something that they take very seriously, as we do here in support roles, and we're very honored to provide that service.
You've done a number of things in this area that are tremendously important, and I apologize that time doesn't permit me to talk about a lot of them, but I did want to call attention to one item. The notes that I get from the Partnership for Public Service show that you led Congress in 2009 via proposal that you made to establish a line item in the VA's budget for National Cemetery Land Acquisition. Mm-hmm. What does that give VA the opportunity to do on a very quick basis? What flexibility does that give your agency?
Well, yes, it's very important flexibility. It's important to acquire land when it becomes available. It's critical because we work to keep existing cemeteries open by purchasing additional land before available grave sites are expected to deplete. Before the land acquisition line item was established, we had to request funding in the budget for a specific parcel of land and then wait for the budget process to play out and for funding to be made available before we could acquire the property. And since budget planning occurs many months in advance of budget execution, our timing was sometimes off. So to address the problem, I worked to establish the line item that you referred to with no-year funding and the authority to purchase land whenever it became available. And through this process, we've purchased to date 7 parcels of land totaling about 1,600 acres that will help keep our cemeteries open well into the future.